right, rate the debate, folks. I don't know about you, but after a debate like that, I get so sick and tired of everybody having to have their little nuance on it, and they're going to tell you how you're supposed to think. No, that's not how it works around here. We want to know what you think. We want to know what you had in the way of an opinion. Just your unvarnished first blush thought as you were watching last night's debate. Well, what was it? I'm going to admit to something. I felt like I was in a washing machine or something washing it. You know, or it was just like, what in the heck? Because it wasn't what I was expecting at all. But as the event went on, I thought, this is a microcosm of America. This is, you know, look, when people are in the streets having to defend cities because police departments are hiding and, you know, businesses are losing their livelihoods and you know, city council members don't care. They encourage it. They defund the police. Is that as bad as an interruption? I don't think so. I think an interruption and a little bit of a tussle. So, you know, I know everybody's making this out to be, oh, it's a big brawl and oh, it's a dumpster fire. That's America right now. And one guy is fighting to fix the mess. He's president for one reason. Because of the mess guys like Joe Biden made. That's why he's president. Do you think Donald Trump is president but for Barack Obama and Joe Biden as president, vice president for 8 years? And the place we found our country in? And all of us forgotten Americans said, come on, man. What about us? And a guy comes along that fights. He fights like nobody's ever fought. Does he need this? No. Is this for personal gain? No. Is he giving up a ton to do this? You bet. I mean, the guy will need massive security for the rest of his life, along with his family, because of all the crazy people out there that want to kill him, hate him, can't stand him, want to spit on him, want to paint things on the street in front of his building, in New York City, and every other crazy idea. So his life's over because he decided to serve the United States of America. And I, for one, am never going to stop appreciating the fact that this guy fights. Because he's not fighting for him. He's fighting for you and I. Now, the only thing I'll say related to politics as we know it. Politics as we know it in a presidential race as a debate is for what? It's to take that sliver of folks as you near the end of a political campaign who can't make up their mind. I'm not sure they should have driver's licenses if they can't make up their mind by now. Sorry if it includes you, but I mean, like, really, you probably go into the cafe and can't decide whether or not you want over easy or over hard either. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. Never mind. Sorry. That was a rabbit trail. The debates are for people that haven't made up their mind yet.
All three of them?
Exactly. But what I'm saying here is, if you are, again, typical politics, I'm going to go back to that, traditional campaign, you're going to say, okay, go into this, and it's the suburban moms that haven't decided, and it's the elderly in, you know, blah, 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 right? They know exactly. Okay, they're kind of going back and forth, can't decide. So what you would do if you're a typical politician is you would suck up to them. You'd pander to them. You'd play the game. And honestly, I could say politically that probably would have been the better play for Donald Trump. He's still going to win. There's three debates. This one's going to be a distant memory in no time. The only thing we're going to remember is that Chris Wallace is a jerk of the nth degree. You know, it feels so bad for Joe Biden. He's going to, you know, argue on his behalf. Give me a break. So I could make an argument. I'd rather he'd, you know, been a little more nicey-nicey and then maybe, you know, but But Joe Biden wasn't exactly nicey-nicey. Was he? No. What do you call the president? A clown? Shut up? Stop it, man. I mean,
has that kind of rhetoric ever been used ever in a presidential debate?
Joe Biden said it.
Right.
In the end, I think two things are going to resonate rather strong. And the two things that I think are going to resonate, and you're going to hear again and again and again, and I think will be a telling moment from this debate, because the president delivered it well. And that was the following line. You ready? Listen close.
I've done more in 47 months. I've done more than you've done in 47 years, Joe.
Listen again. That's a zinger. That's an ouch. That's
Let me just tell you, Joe. I've done more in 47 months. I've done more than you've done in 47 years, Joe.
There you go.
That's a drop the mic moment right
yep.
there. You drop the mic and leave right there. You've kind of said everything you need to say. The other thing I think that can make a difference from this debate is Joe Biden basically put his finger in the eye of AOC and Ilhan Omar and the hard left, Bernie Sanders. They said, you're a Green New Deal. I'm not no Green New Deal. I'm a Green New Deal. He got a little amnesia last night on Green New Deal because he's peddled Green New Deal. He's put Green New Deal in ads. He's talked about it. But you can be sure that AOC was doing one of these. What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? Guarantee it. That will not go over well in the enthusiasm category at all. So, there you go. Just a little bit of my two cents on what I heard last night. We're in a battle, folks. We're in a battle for America as we know it. This election will decide America as we know it. It will. So if you're going to get all bent out of shape over, oh, I don't like that. I'm shutting that off. They're interrupting each other too much. Seriously, take a look at where we're at in this country right now. Take a look. All right. Rate the debate. Todd, what'd you think? Kevin, what you'd think? Our fine listeners, 800-228-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Got most of this hour to rate the debate and a part of next hour, too. Plus, Fargo City Commission member John Strand will be here to talk about the great mask debate. And Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner from Dickinson will talk census today on the program.
I thought it was a food fight. Fun to watch.
You
don't want to be involved in it, and you can't eat any of it when it's all over. So it was kind of a food fight. I mean,
Are you talking about poop?
No, food fight. You got food thrown around, and you can't eat any of it.
There just wasn't anything
to it. It was just back and forth, and
it's a fight.
It was childish to me. It was just
See, you're getting a little wussy boy on me.
Wasn't Joe a little less sleepy than you thought he might have been?
Well, Adderall and Red Bull do wonders.
Yeah,
well, I know.
I think that's a fair point. I think that's a fair point. I think we all wait for him to come out and say. Something dumb and kind of get all, sleepy. Of course, how could you not, at least in that sort of adrenaline moment back and forth? And that's where Trump, I think, helped him because he was boom, right out of the chute. I think it's fair to say, Joe, I think he looked terrible. I really did. Seriously.
He wasn't nearly as sleepy as I thought he might have been. I still like the idea of Samuel L. Jackson for a moderator, though. I do like that idea.
Here is where Donald Trump, I think, helped Joe Biden, and I wouldn't. In a future debate, however much time he has on the clock, just let him talk. Because you're kicking a gift horse in the mouth if you interrupt this guy, right? Because we never know what he's going to say. So don't give him a chance to, stop talking and saying something stupid, right? That's what I think. What was your overall impression of the night, Todd?
I don't think there's, other than the fact that it was the least cordial of all presidential debates, and yet we should have expected that anyway. I don't think it's changing anybody's minds. Is there really, honestly, if your mind isn't made up by now, you may be somebody who shouldn't vote. Because it's never been more clear-cut. I just don't... I almost think that the two, other than being entertaining, are not going to necessarily sway any votes unless somebody does something really stupid.
It's going to be an interesting 30...
How about we get an actual moderator?
Yeah, that was... Chris Wallace was a joke.
That was
Leon, the great Leon in Fargo, and Fred and Wing are going to go to the front of the line. And then we have Matt, Jeff... Stay tuned for that.
Well, there's a happy song.
Respect the artistic excellence in the song, Todd. Not the pump me up kind of mode there, though, is it?
Well,
all right, hey, folks.
I was a little surprised we didn't come out with something like this because you heard
Mac
what happened.
Mac Davis died. I love Mac Davis.
And Helen Reddy in both 78s and both dying the same day.
I am woman. Yeah, use that on a soundbite. Okay, hey, it's a 2015 GMC Sierra time, folks, at Pucklich Chevrolet. That's right. All right, you ready? Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC Bismarck and Valley City. Today, a truck. You folks are going to love to have to haul all the big stuff around. 2015 GMC Sierra 2500 SLE. Three-quarter ton long box, double cab, perfect for electricians, carpenters. You need to haul plywood, drywall. Local one-owner trade, incredible. 81,000 miles, so well cared for. Four-wheel drive with like-new tires, sharp white color. It's on the lot now, $29,995, but today only. You say, hey, the guys on the radio there, Scott and the crew told me about this, and I want to drive it home for $28,974, over $1,000 off. 721 West Main Valley City, or call 800-401-4352. See it online at PucklichValleyCity.com. And don't forget, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich Bismarck. All right, to the phones we go to rate the debate. Leon, the world-famous Leon, you're first. Rate the debate. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Oh, man. I need a sandwich and a cigarette or something after that debate last night. It was... It was something else, man. I have a problem with the entire premise of Chris Wallace and his the fact that he seems to want to debate Trump, throwing softball questions at Joe Biden. Why did he ask them about the DNI report from yesterday? That's a blockbuster, the biggest political scandal in our nation's history. Hillary Clinton orchestrated the entire Russia collusion, and when the intelligence community decided to send it over to the FBI instead of doing something about it, they all colluded with her in order to get candidate Trump. Why wasn't that brought up? That's massive. Why didn't Chris Wallace ask Joe Biden to denounce Richard Spencer, the noted white supremacist of our time here in America, who endorsed Joe Biden? Why didn't he do that? And the fact that it was on Fox News makes no difference at all. Chris Wallace is a hack, and he was there debating Donald Trump because Joe Biden clearly does not have the cojones to do it. And even with Trump feeding him testosterone, he looked lackluster to me. He looked effeminate to me. He looked old and frail to me. And all of his comebacks were nothing burgers. They had no substance behind them. They were all platitudes. The biggest takeaway from last night was Trump wants to open up the economy, create jobs, and the vaccine is like a week away. Biden's whole takeaway is he's going to close down the country, he's going to turn off the jobs, he's going to stop hurricanes and wildfires with electric cars and unicorn farts. That's his whole script.
Right, you forget. Yeah, you're exactly right. Here, by the way, is the president agreeing with you on the moderator.
First of all, I guess I'm debating you, not him, but that's okay. I'm not surprised.
It was so bad. But you know, I've just come to expect that from Chris Wallace. But, you know, it was bad news, no doubt about it. Leon, thanks for the call. All right, that's east. Let's go west for one of our Long-time listeners, ladies and gentlemen, who always bring some wisdom. Fred in Wing, rate the debate.
Well, Leon is right. There's so many very, very, very substantial issues. They're so substantial. They're so important. It's going to get heated when Chris Wallace does that to the president. He just egged him. But what I was really worried about was that I think that Joe Biden's hair on his legs was really standing up. If he would have just lifted his pant leg, Chris Wallace would have smoothed it down. There was so much electricity in there, the hair had to be standing up. So, yeah, I think, Kevin, don't you agree that Chris would have smoothed it out if he really had a chance?
I think Kevin agrees. He looks like he's looking for hairy legs right now.
That's a visual.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm and, sorry.
I do think you're right, though, Fred.
Thanks for that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Leon did get a good explanation of it. Thank you, sir. That was great.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's go Fargo. Matt, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. See, I agree with you in this respect that they reflected what we're seeing across the country right now. But to me, that's not an endorsement. It's an indictment. There's an opportunity for either one of them to show their voters. Now, I voted for Trump in 2016 to show me, give me a reason that I can go out and go to battle for you. It was just, I thought it was a very poor, very disappointing behavior from the both of them. And I'm matching that up against of the debates I've watched growing up and my hero, Ronald Reagan. And I was speechless watching it. I very disappointed.
Well, it's a very different time, though. I mean, look, Donald Trump. Look at what has been said about Donald Trump in 4 years. 4 years. Look what's been said about him. I mean, and so it just piles up. And
the adult. Be the adult. I don't care.
You know what? We had a lot of adult Republican presidents.
I don't care about his emotion.
I don't care about his emotion either. I'm saying he's fighting for us, man. He's not fighting for himself.
Fighting for us? Who? What representative from the party nomination isn't fighting for us?
Oh, boy, they don't demonstrate it very well. They don't demonstrate it very well. Do I need to go back to read my lips? I mean, it's always get along to go along. It's always the swamp lurking along. So, no, I think actually you're right. It is, you could call it an indictment, you can call it whatever. It is naive, I think, to think somehow everybody's going to play nice now. And why we would expect Donald Trump to play nice.
You don't have to play nice. You don't have to play nice. But what that was the opposite of playing nice. It was the exact opposite. You don't have to play nice, but you can actually debate in a manner that gets ideas across rather than it devolved. I was just waiting. The only thing that was left was a yo mama insult. That's the only thing that left on the
table. It was
embarrassing.
Would you say it was equal on both sides?
Yes. Yes, there's no way that neither candidate gave me something that I could actually go out and endorse their behavior in any way, shape, or form. In fact, the analysis today—if you want a good proxy for confirmation bias—look at what if someone's telling you their guy did great and the other guy was bad. It's a pretty good idea that it's their confirmation bias coming out and not actually what was on display last night, because that was something that if that's what we're going to get in debate 2 and 3, there's no point. Because you're just not going to get anything.
I'm guessing it'll be.
You talked about zingers, Scott. You talked about zingers. That's what the debate format has devolved to. And I don't think being able to throw out a zinger is any type of criteria that we want.
Well, we're going to take the moderators out of the next one, and it'll be a town hall style deal. So that should be better. Get the fake news media out of there. Appreciate the call very much. Others waiting to weigh in. Tom in Grand Forks is next. Jeff in Jamestown. Justin out in Lakes Country. Grant in Bismarck. Brought to you in part today by Oasis Petroleum. Call the 24/7 hotline and be the Buffalo. Show us your spirit. 855-200-1776. What's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Somebody yesterday said to me, hey, you know, when you say those specials, can you not make me so hungry? I'm like, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's the idea of it. I want to make you hungry. Should make you hungry when you hear about beef enchiladas at the 12th Avenue Fargo location, I-29 12th Avenue North, or Swedish Meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Or if you're traveling I-94, exit 292 gets you to the finest convenience store in North Dakota. It is the stop on I-94. Trust me on this one thing. Petroserve USA, exit 292, Swedish Meatballs, or lasagna today in Valley City. Really good stuff. So stop and see him. Tell him Scott sent you. It's Wednesday today. You buy two fresh-baked cookies, you get the third free. Great deal. Right there. Emailer says, the most disappointing aspect of the debate last night, President Trump has to fight the Democrats and the media. Always. He never gets a break. Chris Wallace was a disappointment. He hates Donald Trump. Why did the Trump team agree to having him monitor? Moderator. Hope the next debate has a moderator that at least asks fair questions. Maybe put Biden on the hot seat with some hard questions. That won't happen. Trump should get a medal for not losing his temper. Biden's a disgrace to our country, says Darlene. Okay, Darlene. Where am I going next? Got to go by my memory bank here. Grant in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, Scott.
Hello.
Beautiful performance. That's a beautiful performance of our president fighting for us. And what I've asked you, who's going to fight for us next, but let's just focus on the president right now. Going around the world fighting for us, everyone here, whether you like him or not, while Biden will continue to go around the world and fight for the elite. And the swamp rat that pitches him the softball questions, Mr. Walrus. That's his new nickname. Because he's all with him. I mean, I don't know. I think he gave him the questions himself, because every time at that 2-minute mark, he would look up at the camera and he could say it clearly without stumbling on his words. I mean, let's think about that.
Good points. Appreciate the call, Grant. Thank you very much. Let's go to Jamestown. Jeff, rate the debate.
I had to check my TV because I thought I was watching the surveillance camera at the day room during activities hour at a mental health care center. This is disappointing.
Ouch.
This is what we come down to. You ever been on a debate team? This isn't a debate. It's a joke.
And well, I would agree, Jeff, that it certainly is not a traditional debate, but are they ever?
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. I haven't seen a real debate to solve problems in a long time. And I don't care which one of these fools you pick, if this is how their meetings go at the big office where we make real decisions, we're over. We are such a target for takeover by any other country. We've never been this messed up. You should keep that kind of dirty laundry private, but we look foolish on the world stage. I'm disappointed. But
I don't, we may look foolish to some people that do things differently, but I don't think anybody doubts you don't mess with Donald Trump and not expect some consequences. So I don't think it harms us on the national stage.
That's fine. Then he better take as good as he gives, and he doesn't.
What do you mean?
Okay?
What do you mean?
He doesn't. Oh, it's everybody's lying about him when we know facts. I know what he said, but, oh, no, it's always a lie. You want to hand out that kind of stuff? That's fine. I have no problem with that. You want to battle? But then take as good as you give and don't run for cover. Okay?
Appreciate your call, Jeff. Love the passion you bring. He's fed up, he says. Justin in Lakes Country. Go ahead. You're up.
Hey, Scott. Good talking to you again. As far as my rating, I wish things would have went better, but I have no problem with what happened because you and I both know, and they were comparing it before this debate with, you know, how Paul Ryan handled it. Really calm, really mature, really answering, you know, questions, and Biden just rolled all over him. And even in Biden's condition, if Trump would have just sat there and took it, I don't think that would have been acceptable. He needed to fight, just what you said. Now, why I was calling was a couple things that I noticed, and one of them you already kind of commented on, but this first one is really odd. So right afterwards, Fox is, you know, doing commentary, right? And then I there was a gap where I watched the local Fargo news, and then I came back. So they were still doing it at 11 on Hannity and Ingram, et cetera. But they were talking about the moderator in the debate. Nobody would say Chris's name, not the host and not even their panel. They just kept saying the moderator. It was so bizarre. And I get professional courtesy, but it sounded really weird. And then the other thing that I was going to comment on is, yeah, to your point with all the Green New Deal stuff, you know, there were some good takeaways last night, and that was a few of them. That and even the Bernie Sanders one too, where he said I won Bernie Sanders by a lot. You know, Trump forced him to come out on a few of those things, and yeah, to your point, he's ticking the people off. And this is my prediction: I don't think there'll be another two debates. I think that they're going to fold up shop now, especially leading up to yesterday where they were talking about the potential of maybe backing out. Now I think they're going to, and if they for some reason have another one, they're going to sit down with the two debate teams and they're going to say, okay, you know, can we do this, you know, just like we agreed to? Yes, we'll do that. And if this happens again, then it's done after that next one. But I would be shocked if there's another one, and if there's one more, that's going to be it.
Yeah, they talk about the fact that Donald Trump should go in a sound booth with a microphone off. You know, they were talking about that change last night. Like, okay, I believe we need that for both individuals. I think we need both. The other thing I was going to say about your comment about the Fox News crew switching to call Chris Wallace moderator, I heard it a thousand times in the last 2 weeks. Our own Chris Wallace will be moderating the debate. Yeah. You know, they're like loving him up something fierce. So, yeah, I would have disowned him after that, too. But I think Biden could go in a booth for this.
Will you shut up, man? Listen.
Will you shut up, man? Oh, interesting. Here's another one.
Folks, do you have any idea what this clown's doing?
You have any idea what this clown is doing? By the way, he's interrupting him.
Yeah.
The president's talking about something. He's like, you don't have any idea what this clown is doing?
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it? Keep yapping, man.
Keep yapping, man. What is with that man stuff?
He likes it. Come on, man.
A little weird, if you ask me. But that was more of that. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Scott and Mandan. You're next on What's on Your Mind to Write the Debate. Go ahead, Scott.
I think Trump owes us better than that, his supporters, and we need to be the ones to hold him accountable. As our team leader, that was embarrassing. He was not articulate. No reasonable person could say that he behaved acceptably. He certainly wasn't professional or presidential. For somebody that says they're law and order, he couldn't follow simple debate rules. And I'm saying all this as a Trump supporter. We need better.
Well, I think you're saying some things that people are going to say to the president today inside his circle, in his campaign, and say, hey, you know, the next one needs to be this. I heard Karl Rove talking about a time that they wanted to do more debate prep with George W. Bush, thought he needed it, and he decided to go fishing instead with Don Evans. And he blew the debate, didn't do well. And guess what?
He didn't. And if this is the last one, this is all that the people that were potentially undecided or could be swayed the other way, this is all that they're going to be left with. And again, no reason.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. There's you know, there's two more debates. There's 30-some days of campaigning. That isn't all they're going to be left with. But it is an opportunity, every debate, to sway somebody who is undecided. I mean, to that point, Scott, you have a point. That's a missed opportunity.
He did say if this was the last one.
I didn't hear you because Kevin was talking. Say it one more time.
Kevin was correct. I said if this was in fact the last debate, then if that's what those potentially undecided or voters that could be swayed, that this is what they're going to be left with, and I don't think that's fair to Trump supporters.
Appreciate the call. Rate the debate, folks. Let me know what you think. You've got some not too happy with the performance of the president. You got the I'm glad he's fighting, and you know, others sort of somewhere in between. Didn't like the format. Didn't like Chris Wallace. So interesting conversation this morning. All right, John and Fargo, go ahead. You're up.
Well, I'm slightly disappointed. I'll still vote for Trump. I kind of expected him to be his typical New Yorker. You know, he's a little brash. He's a little arrogant. That's part of the reason why we voted for him in the first place. I'm more interested in the potential VP debate coming up. because, you know, Pence is a little more polished and Harris is kind of like a loose cannon. And frankly, I think that we should provide Mr. Pence with an easy button that has preloaded sound bits of everything that his running mate said about Joe Biden during the primaries.
That'd be fun.
Would that not be interesting?
That would be fun.
I think it would, because I think, honestly...
For over 25 years, the Marion Williams team has helped injured people and...
Hang on one sec here. We got too many things going on. Finish, John. Sorry, go ahead.
Anyways, you know, because, you know, let's face it, we know Pence is slightly more polished than the Donald. And to me, one of the things that people keep forgetting about in this election is, you know, Trump is 74, Biden's 78. Who is going to lead the country in the event that either one of them keels over for any reason? I mean, reality is reality. Things happen. And my confidence level in Pence leading this country, you know, in a catastrophic event, is 15,000 times higher than Harris.
John, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I'm seeing some response now from AOC finally. Do we have that clip on Joe Biden throwing the Green New Deal under the bus? Go ahead and roll that, Kev. And
he wants to make sure that methane's not a problem. We can you can now emit more methane without it being a problem. Methane. This is a guy who says that you don't have to have mileage standards for automobiles that exist now. This is a guy who says that. Well, the fact is, it's all true. And here's
the deal.
He's
talking about the Green New Deal, and it's not $2 billion or $20 billion, as you said. It's $100 trillion.
I'm talking about
where they want to rip down buildings and rebuild the building. It's the dumbest, most ridiculous.
But it kind of ended in the middle of something there. All right, we'll play more of that. I don't know why that ended so abruptly, and it didn't have the line I wanted in about Joe Biden saying that things were going to happen. So what's going on, Kev?
I don't know.
Push me some different buttons.
Computer's freaking out in here, so we'll work on that.
MyPillow brings you this hour of the program. All the great deals are at MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. Really? I think Todd and I have been outvoted again by Kevin's one on Helen Reddy. There we go. A little Helen Reddy. Very, very talented woman.
He is Scott. Hear him roar.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
In there you go.
Too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend.
Helen Reddy and Mac Davis were the two legendary music stars that we lost. I'm going to venture a
both
guess.
78 both... and both on the same day. Wow.
Wow. And I bet both have played Huskfest, no? Helen Reddy has for sure. I don't know about Mac Davis. I bet he has over the years, huh? I am thinking yes. Yeah, exactly that. 800-228-0550. Andrew Grafton, Tim Bismarck, Gary Williston, Mark and Hazen, and Jim on the road all waiting to weigh in. A ton of text, too, for your take on what happened last night in the debate. We've got a couple of spirited calls, very upset with the president. Very upset with what happened at the debate last night. Some others see the glasses half full and some positive things that came out of it, and some others not liking the media so much. So you continue to let us know what you think. Have we got Rich on, Daniel? All right, very good. While you're doing that, let me slip in a call here. Go to Grafton. Andrew, what's on your mind?
I'm a real strong Republican, a Trump supporter. But he was embarrassing last night. He got nothing accomplished to me or any of my friends that watched it. He got too hot. He needs to back off. Chris needs a button that'll shut off each mic. He's our leader, man. He's running the world. He needs to relax. He had him. He could have asked him about Black Lives Matter. He could have asked him about anything and waited for an answer, but it was embarrassing. And I'm a Republican, but he let me down. I'm with the rest of most of the callers. He was not impressive. He was not. And I don't know if he went after the debate and watched it and thought, oh, boy, I do look kind of stupid, don't I? He was out of control. He was out of control. He's the man, but he's in charge of the world. He's got the buttons. He's got everything. And all he could do was yell at him. And we already know about, right? We need to know about Trump and say, this is what I'm going to do for you. Talk to me about my insurance. Talk to me about Black Lives Matter. Talk to me about stopping the riots. Talk to me. And look at Biden and say, tell me something. But he let it go for 90 minutes, and I kept watching thinking it's going to get better.
Andrew in Grafton, thank you very much. Great feedback today. That was tough. Embarrassing. He let me down. Too hot. Back it off. All right, back to your rate the debate conversation on what's on your mind after we say hello to Rich Wardner, Senate Majority Leader. We're going to talk a little bit about the 2020 census today. Hey, Rich, how are you?
Well, I'm good. And good morning, Scott. And I will make it quick because you got an exciting show going. And this is something that needs to be done. It has to do with registering for the census. And today is the last day. And we're encouraging people to, if they haven't been counted, get counted. And one of the reasons is that there's $19,000 over a 10-year period per person in the census that's on the line. And where does that money go? It goes to help fund schools, roads, and public services, especially in the area of human services. So we want to get every dollar we can. Then the other thing that people need to understand, the count, the population count in the state of North Dakota is used to do the legislative districts, to do the outlines, because we can only put so many people in a district. Right now, there's around 15,000. It'll probably increase to 16. But in some of the districts, people have moved in, and so they have maybe 20,000 in, and the other district has lost population. So we've got to reapportion the population in the district. So those are the reasons we need to get it done. Online, you can go simply to this website here, my2020census.gov, and I'll read that's my2020 and then census, census.gov, and they can, if they haven't been counted, they can get counted by the census. So it's pretty important for our state, and I encourage those that know someone who hasn't been counted to get a hold of them and encourage them to get counted. And if you're hearing this and you haven't been counted, that you would go ahead and contact that website.
You can also call 844-330-2020, 844-330-2020. They'll walk you through that. As Rich said, my2020census.gov, another way to go as well. So,
and very good. Thank you. You got the number. That's good.
And if you don't do this and those dollars don't come in, you got to find another way to pay for schools and other things, and that usually comes in the form of taxes, and that usually comes out of our pockets. So it's a smart way to make sure North Dakota gets its share. That's what it is. Very important.
Well, that's right. If we don't get it, somebody else will.
Exactly. Well, Senator, thank you for the time today and for one final reminder that today is the last day on the census. I'd forgotten that myself, but it's, by golly, it's the 30th of September. It's the final day, so this is it. Over after this, and last chance to do it if you've been hearing about it. Thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you soon, Rich.
Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Senator Rich Wardner, Dickinson, North Dakota, Senate Majority Leader. Legislature. We'll be talking about that before too long. It'll be there in December, January, February. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.